Joining us now is Elias Pettersson. Elias, thanks for joining us. How are you today, man?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, how does it feel? The season's come to an end. Obviously bittersweet. You would have hoped to be playing in the playoffs, but when you look at everything that happened from your first day to this point on, like, how much fun was this journey?
The year has been amazing for me. I always dreamed of to play in NHL, and now I'm here. I made my first year, which I'm really happy about. Of course, I would like to end the season, last 30 games, on a better note, but it's a learning progress. You have your ups and downs, and I think I had both of that this year.
Well, obviously getting injured never helps, and when you mentioned in the press conference that over time teams know how to play you a bit more, they put more focus on you, but it's always that chess game, right? Because I remember even in the Allsvenskan when you play, there was that adjustment period. Even at the SHL, there was a bit of an adjustment. They got to you a bit, and then towards the end of the season you took off again. The playoffs, you were fantastic. How do you kind of compartmentalize all that stuff and kind of work through it and then figure out how to play that chess game to get better when other teams focus on you a bit more?
It's just I want to be successful everywhere I play, and when it maybe doesn't go my way or team puts a lot of guys on me or just trying to get me out of my game, I want to, I don't know, just to be able to be successful and work my way out of that. And like I said, my last 30 games didn't go as well as I wanted it to go, so it's just when it doesn't go my way, just trying to come up with new solutions.
And how motivating is that then for the off season to work on that? Because a guy like you always wants to get better, right? So you'll use that as motivation and also figure out, okay, so what I need to do to take that next step forward.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I'm really happy with my rookie season, but I'm not satisfied. I've never been, and I probably never will. So, yeah, it's just the guy I am, and I always want to succeed, and always want to be the best player I can be every day and every game.
You mentioned a few minutes ago talking with media that in Sweden, of course, you have more days in between games and you certainly don't travel as much. Being in Vancouver, right, like all the long flights trying to get to the East Coast. How important is it for you to just have this first year out of the way so now next year and beyond, you know what to expect and maybe when you're on the road, you have a better idea of how to prepare a little better?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think you almost answered my question there, but
Sorry.
just kidding. No, it's just everything is new to me, or was this season, every arena, every city. So it's been great. But like you said, for next season, I will know what it's going to take, how long the travel was going to be, how the arenas look, and so yeah.
Most of us, when we're 19 and then 20 years old, we can't imagine, traveling halfway around the world and being without our family and friends for so long. So how important was it for you to have somebody like Brock next to you the whole way? And he was a rookie last year, so he went through the same things, right?
Oh, it was huge. Like, we're really good buddies now, of course, but especially coming in here first season, nervous about everything, and like you said, he did his rookie year last year, so he knew what I was going through, and if I ever wonder something, I could just ask him.
Well, when you have players like that, and Bo Horvat, who's been here, then you had Quinn Hughes come in, and a lot of other players who are young and even veterans who have made really good steps. But just watching the 3-on-3 overtime, even, right? Like yourself with Brock and also with Quinn Hughes, how exciting is that to kind of look at that and be like, okay, in a couple of years, that keeps growing. Like you've played with a lot of talented players in the past. Like how different is it when you're on the ice with two guys like that?
Oh, it's so much fun. Yeah, of course, everyone remembers our first shift together against LA Kings, and I remember we talked about that and how fun it was, and even more how we couldn't score. But it's just I'm really excited for the future. The fans are, us players are, and I know it's a learning progress. It's a lot of hard work to get where I want to be, but future is looking bright, and like I say, I'm really excited for the future.
Well, and those guys are kind of similar to you as well, just because watching Quinn Hughes' progress even before the draft, and I was a big fan of his. I was a big fan of yours getting drafted because you kind of see the skill level, but also the commitment level that you guys have. How interesting is that to be in the same room with guys like that that think the way you guys do and also are so driven to take that next step and never be satisfied, like you said?
That helps a lot, especially that push yourself, because we always battle in practices, and if you play against a guy that on your nerves and always want to win, you get motivated too and want to beat him. So that's a really good thing to have, and always to be able to practice against people that really want to win.
What does the summer look like for you here, Elias? Obviously, you want to get practicing, training as early as you can, but you're going to be back here for the awards, NHL awards ceremony later in the summer. So are you staying in Sweden primarily, or do you plan on spending a bit more time here in Vancouver as well?
I'm going to stay as much as possible in Sweden. Like last year, I'm going to practice with my brother and the strength coach we have. And then, of course, the awards, and then maybe world championships. So, yeah.
And I know every player enters the summer like, hey, I got to get bigger, stronger, faster. My shot needs to improve, all this. But is there one area specifically where you're looking at personally trying to shore up, because you look at it and saying, like, this could make me a better hockey player for next year?
My shot.
Your shot.
Yeah.
A lot of people excited to hear that one for sure.
Yeah, like I am too. Like if my shot would be perfect, I would score on every shot. So that's just, I don't know, the mentality I have.
Practice makes perfect, right? Exactly. Like put that work in. And you mentioned the fans. How cool has it been to see the fans embrace you the way they have? Because, you know, the fans have been waiting for a few years. I mean, they got a bowl a few years ago. That's been exciting. Brock last year. But they've loved you since that first moment you stepped on the ice here.
Oh, it's kind of been unreal because, like, I was actually thinking of the appreciation they have from me. And when I was younger, I didn't think I would make the NHL, and now I'm here in Vancouver and playing good, and yeah, people like what they see from me, so that's just such an honor for me, and something I'm really proud of, and hopefully I can continue making.
Well, there's even a church now, Church of Pedersen, as you know, the guys here, so something that we've had a lot of fun on with this show, but it's become something that's really grown on its own, so it's nice to see that happen. I know you've had a busy day already, so we won't keep you too long, but I will say, because, you know, I lived in Sweden for a long time, tack så mycket, heja Sverige, lycka nästa år.
Tack så mycket.
Yeah, thanks so much.
I don't know what you just said.
No, it was positive. Like, go Sweden for the World Championships.
Oh, there you go.
Better
okay.
luck next year.
Hey, thanks
so
a lot,
Elias. Appreciate it. Sportsnet 650.